You guys have to help me solve a mystery.
I'm in.
So,
yeah. This is exciting.
On my lunches, I usually, I'll eat and, I'll, kind of just, walk around and chill in the parking garage because it's always shaded. But because of, there's an illness going around.
I've heard.
I'd say.
It's like the first floor of the parking garage is half filled at best these days. Mm-hmm. So I'll just walk up to the third or fourth where it's just completely empty and I'll just chill. But something remarkably strange happened this past week. I've been doing this for months. Cause even before in the before times, the parking garage was never completely full because the building's relatively new. I think they're if they expand and stuff. So it's still at best is three quarters. So I was always able to go up there and not see anyone. but now it's super dead. But on Wednesday of this week, there was some wild shit up there. So I go up and I walk up and I start noticing these condoms just randomly scattered throughout the floor. And then I noticed some wrappers, and this had never happened before. It was always there's some trash. You could tell someone ate fast food up here, once a few days ago. You'd see cups and shit sometimes, but never this. Never anything like this. So I had to count because it was so many, and I didn't want to get the number wrong. So I walked through the parking garage counting. There were 6 wrappers, and 10 condoms.
What?
And I can't keep this. World? I can't be the only person to know that this exists. They were cleaned up. I don't know who cleaned them up. I'm assuming some company sweeps the parking garage. But I feel like there's too few people know about this.
What a sight. I've definitely seen used condoms on the ground by my office, but not 10. Not 10 of them.
And why are there less wrappers than condoms?
Another valid question. There's a lot of... so many questions.
I have to assume the person who did the cleaning interfered with the wrappers.
Oh,
that's
they didn't.
So why? But why just 4 of them? Yeah, because that doesn't make sense. Maybe they started and they were like, fuck this. I'm not touching these anymore.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to process this information.
I wish.
It could have been a wild office party or something.
A tanway?
A tanway?
Eric just wasn't invited.
Still doesn't answer the rapper issue, but.
No.
Oh, no. I forgot the other detail, which is even more confusing. They were of 3 different brands.
Oh.
Wow.
BYOC.
Possible. Or someone just brought a party pack and had different preferences. Are we assuming it's the same?
They sell cross brand party,
party pack with different brands.
I don't know.
Where you buy these party packs?
If you're getting cross brand party packs, you do not trust that.
That's so ghetto.
I have definitely seen them for sale here. Yeah, on a corner store or something, for sure.
Yeah, a man on the street.
Somebody's putting them together himself.
With a Ziploc bag.
I respect the hustle.
Oh, that's a hell of a mystery.
Yeah, well, we'll get to the bottom of it one day.
I wish you luck, dude.
Keep digging.
Episode 78. The Noah and Eric Show. We're back with some of the same guests. Possibly all of the same guests.
Tentative.
But this time we'll go around, we'll say our names, and we'll do a one word like final opinion on the movie. Okay. I'm Eric. Good.
Fifth of mine.
You set the bar fucking low.
Alright, Noah, your turn.
Oh man, I'm lost without my word. I am Noah, and my word is Squank is back. Oh shit, he's gone.
Damn,
that was Hannah.
Oh, that was Hannah. I don't know, Tom. Tom talking? What's your one word?
Oh, you want me to talk? No, all right.
Yeah.
You're losing it a bit. My name is Tom.
Aren't you a lawyer? Isn't talking your life?
You defended yourself in court, goddammit. Can't handle one word.
It's a big word.
Well, the pressure's not on. No, Eric's at the bar real low. My name is Tom, and my word is super.
Good word.
Thanks. It's gonna go with clusterfuck again.
My name's Jake. I would say it was interesting.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. My name's Noah. I'm gonna cheat and say well-done.
Oh god.
I thought you were gonna say like claimant.
Tantalus.
Tantalus. Tantalizing.
Tantalizing. God damn it.
Alright. Alright, so the movie we were obviously describing, if you didn't listen to the last episode, was
Shame on you.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
You know what we didn't talk about? What? Just to lead us off into our talk about this again.
Yeah.
They said the name of the movie in the movie.
Oh, you know how we love that.
I fucking love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's part of the one of the poems when Mary's is a Jake, you can't do that to your hair while I'm talking, man. You can't.
Oh my bad, dude. I fidget with it all the time.
You just throw it in a man bun.
Yeah.
Huh? It's almost that long.
Damn. That's a look. That is a fucking
look. I think you could look
like a different person.
If I get it a little longer.
It's very European.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you look like a Target almost.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
Yes, we didn't talk about that. We also didn't talk about the part where he visits memories that was already wiped and everyone's faces are blurred and shit.
Spooky stuff, man. Yes. That's spooky.
I changed my word to disturbing.
Very uncomfortable.
That was disturbing. I was not expecting it. Like,
it was uncalled for. What? You didn't need to do that to us.
Yeah. No, we
turned into horror
you
movie.
You really didn't. Yeah, there were like a couple of very eerie scenes.
Yeah.
Had a little horror vibe.
The one where the car dropped.
Yes, that one startled me.
It did.
I still don't understand that.
I jumped. All right, so let's talk about. Or we'll go around. We'll say what our favorite thing, your most valuable thing, you could say, of this movie is, and then we'll go into some hot takes, and other tidbits. How should we go? Who would like to go first? Do we have any volunteers?
Me.
Yeah, go for it.
Definitely. So when you say MVP, that makes me think of a specific thing.
Yeah.
Instead of more of a like a favorite part of the movie, is that what you mean?
No, it's intentionally broad. It's like whatever, all right. Like whatever you can try about being a thing.
I'm gonna do both then, because okay. My MVP specific item is the Ruffalo underwear socks combo.
Yes. Yes.
Lady killer.
It's a beautiful look. He's just like, I don't know. He pulls off what he is, man. He's got hair like, you know, closer to mine than any of yours, and it just got the glasses, but specifically just like brand new underwear, brand new socks. Like he was ready for the date.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was killer,
those were clean white.
Oh yeah. It's beautiful.
Out of the package white.
And my favorite part of the movie was my MVP part was definitely the most valuable part. When he was trying to stop losing her in the memories. It was just really cool.
Also, very, there are parts where, like, I really am curious, like, how they filmed it. Because, like, it would transition sets, like, so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially for 2004.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's fucking Stone Ages.
Yeah. It was just, that was the most, like I was very high. I mean, I'm high now and I was high then. And it was just, like, sucking
high
me
then
in.
I
couldn't pay attention to anything else. It was, like, just fascinating.
Yeah. All right. Who would like to go next? I can.
Tom, you want to take it away?
I have one.
If you guys Eric.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
I'll go.
I'm ready to go too. You go first, then.
Obviously, it's Ruffalo, but Jake kind of took him, so I will change it. Mine's also good. It's I'm building a birdhouse. No, and then also, like, his character. Like, the part where they're driving in the car, and then he's like, you're high. Like, aren't you high? And he's like, no, I drank. I drank and I smoke. It balances it out. Oh, so good. Tom, what is yours?
Yeah, the scene at the end with the beach house at the beach where it was falling apart.
Yeah,
I thought that was very well done.
Cool. It was cool.
That was a really cool.
It was like falling apart all around them. They were still standing in it. That was good.
That was super cool.
Very valuable thing, if you ask me.
I agree.
Maybe the most.
Noah, have you done your prep for the show yet?
I have. It's Kate Winslet, and especially her hair. Her hair was the entire time kept me entertained. I didn't even know the storyline was connected. But overall, she was just fantastic.
She was great.
Yeah. She like, every scene she was in, like, you couldn't look away. She had such good energy.
Yeah.
Are you in love?
A little bit.
All right. Oh, also, fun fact. Noah was, like, asked if she was a ginger in this movie as well, and I was like, that's funnier than you realize.
You did say that. Yeah. It was funny.
Was I right?
You were right.
Do you have any other, like, viral hot takes or hot... Oh, I was going to talk about... So, apparently, in one of the long YouTube videos about this movie I watched, apparently there was a bunch of the stuff that was, like, edited out, was they had, like, whole scenes with the Naomi character filmed. Like, they cast a Naomi.
Oh, really?
She got cut from the movie.
Yikes.
Good move, but I'm really curious what that would be like.
They were all from, like... It was all, like, from the... I guess it could have been from the memories.
That feels like a completely different movie. Mm.
But the scenes were apparently, like, before, I guess it would have been just like of the end of their relationship, so that point in the timeline.
Ooh,
interesting. What would the point of that have been? Just to
reinforce
how sad he is.
Yeah, I think
I have enough.
I think because like that is kind of like an important. She needs to get mentioned.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I think that was all it was. Is like they had the option to show her too, and they were like,
I think they made the right move. Good ass movie.
Any other thoughts?
I wanted to. So the thing I talked about last week, where in one of the scene right after the credits, he had the dots on his face.
Yes.
So that was kind of like a foreshadowing. In any of the stuff you watched, was there any other shit like that? Like, did they shit by me the whole time?
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking. Like any Easter eggs or whatever.
Easter eggs. Well, so yeah. I mean, he talks about memory a lot. Like, I watched it a second time because I watched it a week ago and I realized that was too far in the past. So I rewatched it. But it came back to me, like, if you know that their memory has just been wiped and they, like, have this whole relationship, watching that first 20 minutes the first time, you do pick up on, like she mentioned she works at that bookstore and he was like, oh, I should have remembered you. Or like when he opens his journal and he was like, this is my first date. This is my first journal entry in 2 years, it looks like. And like the page is ripped out. It's because he ripped out all the stuff with her.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this movie's so fucking good.
Yeah, so there's like stuff like that. And then like, yeah, like that train scene with like the hair. Oh no, there's a big one that I've only noticed the second time. I could have noticed the first time when he sings the song, the Clementine song.
I noticed that too.
Did you notice that? Yeah,
I know. That's when I was like, oh, that is his mom. That's when I noticed it
when she's cleaning him in the sink, and then they catch him there. So they wipe that to get her out of that memory. But then when he meets her later, she's like, everyone sings that song, and he's like, I don't know that song.
Because that song's so connected with her. From
him. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
When that happened, I was, like, very positive about
it. I noticed when the song came up again, I noticed it came up again, but I didn't understand.
Yeah, I did, too.
I didn't put
it. Watching it the second time, I was like, okay. Like, yeah. He doesn't remember it.
That's exactly what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Such a good movie.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I love shit like that.
Yeah.
The callbacks.
The callbacks.
God damn. That was it for me.
Yeah. I don't think there was any other stuff I came across. Yeah. It's just, it's all in her hair. It's all in the hair.
I'm gonna have to watch it again with perspective.
It's a good rewatch.
Give it like
knowing where stuff is helps.
Yeah. Give it like a week after this deep dive.
Yeah.
Watch it again.
Let it simmer a little bit.
All right. It's time to get to the game.
Can't wait.
This is the reason why we're all here, folks. All right. Game.
I've been living for this. I can't believe it took us this long to do like a game. It took us what, 78 episodes to do this?
We've had trivia episodes. You were on them.
I got my ass kicked. Didn't Taylor beat me?
I think
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you got smacked.
Never mind. We don't. It's just a game. It's not
no
trivia.
Game. No game.
Never forget. It's a game for fun.
Okay. Okay. So here's. I'm gonna explain this. It's gonna be terrible. I can't explain this. I wanted to make it so like anyone could win. And so I did. So it's mostly like educated guessing type of game. So I picked 4 years, that are tangentially, extremely loosely connected to this movie. And from those years, I pulled 4 movies off like the top domestic box office lists. I picked 4 of them, and then you guys are going to have to guess which one grossed the most. and so,
oh yeah,
whoever gets the highest We'll get 3 points. Whoever gets second is 2, and then last we get 1. You'll each have a chance to go first. So if you go first, you get first pick, basically. You get first pick. So I'll tell you all 4, and you get a pick, and then that's your answer, and then it'll go in order.
And which one are? What's the question again?
Whichever one made the most at the domestic box office for that year. These are off like domestic box office by years.
Okay.
I'll tell you the connection to. I'll even let you, as we go, you can like pick the year. Like I'll tell you the 4 years and you choose which one. I mean, that bears nothing on the result. So I think I'm going to put your names in a random list order, and that will be the order.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm feeling good about it. Feeling lucky.
Still not entirely sure what's happening, but I'll learn quick.
I think it'll make sense when we start.
I think we just pick the movie that we think made the most money.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
The listeners can enjoy the backstory.
All right, the order's going to be Jake, Tom, and then Noah.
Ooh.
I told you,
lots of time to learn.
All right, Jake, so that's the order, and like we're going to just cycle in that order. All right.
All right.
There's four years you get to choose from. You get to choose from movies that were released in 1994.
Oh, God.
Movies that were released in 1997. Movies that were released in 2004. And movies that were released in 2011.
I don't think it matters. I don't watch a ton of movies, so I'm gonna go 94.
1994. Excellent choice.
Good year.
The reason why 1994 was selected is because Jim Carrey was in 3 movies that were in the top 25 at the box office in this year.
That's incredible. I also understand the point of the game now. I'm caught up.
Hell yeah.
Had a kid.
All right, these are the 4 movies that you get to choose from, Jake. Speed. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I hope so.
The Mask, or Dumb and Dumber.
God, what a lineup.
The Mask.
All right, your answer is The Mask. That's your final answer?
Yeah.
All right. Tom, is the board? Do you get to choose between Speed, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, or Dumb and Dumber?
Dumb and Dumber.
I'll explain my reasoning after. I don't want to tip my hat. My cap.
Right,
whatever.
Noah, it's
you got logic.
Speed or Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura.
Okay.
I love that movie.
All right, I will read them in as they were ordered. From bottom to top. So the of those 4 movies, the one that did the least, which actually it ranked 20. It was not that bad. It ranked 22nd for the year, but
damn.
Of these 4, it was the least, and that is Dumb and Dumber. So sorry,
why me? Jesus.
Fat 0 for round 1. I'm just gonna type that in real quick.
Let me cheer with my crowd.
All right. The next one on the list, it came in at 16, is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
God damn it.
So that is 1 point. All right. He's on the board. All right. The second one, this one came in at 8. Is The Mask. Just 2 points.
And that still win,
the maximum points would have been the movie Speed.
Wow.
Which was 7.
Does Squank get those points?
No. Nope.
Let's see if Squank non-existent can
win. We should make him a rando.
Yeah. So whichever one we don't choose.
I'll track his points.
Man, we fucking suck.
All right, Tom, you are up next. Noah, do you understand the game now?
What is Speed? I don't know that movie.
I don't know either.
That's why I didn't pick it.
Driving.
Okay, that makes sense. See, my logic held true for the movies I knew.
What was your hunch with the mask?
I assumed one of the Jim Carrey movies was better, and just I like Apes Ventura better, but the mask, I thought it was like a big deal. Like, I thought like a lot of people like that. I remember that happening
at
some point. So I mean, that was a Bale Pass movie too, but that guy's great.
Yeah, he is. He such range.
For real. Yeah, Ace Ventura, the fucking spotless mind. Jesus.
All right, Tom, you get to choose between 1997, 2004, and 2011.
2004.
All right. The connection to this movie, to Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind in 2004, is that this is the year it was released. Tricked ya.
Real clever.
I didn't pick it because it's not very high on the list for 2004. So the movies you get to choose from, Tom, are National Treasure, Shrek 2, Shark Tale, or Spider-Man 2.
Whoa.
There's some heavy hitters up top, man.
What was the first one?
National Treasure.
Oh, fuck. That's tough. Yeah. And I know all of those, too. That does not eliminate any.
What is Shark Tale?
It's kind of like Finding Nemo.
It's Dream's attempt to rip off Finding Nemo.
Interesting.
It's fucking insane.
Alright.
We had the DVD at home. It was not as good. I think Shrek. I'll go with Shrek.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I was going to go with Shrek.
Fuck you, Noah.
Noah, you are next.
Can you read them off again?
National Treasure, Shark Tale, and Spider-Man 2.
I'll go National Treasure.
Also a good guess.
See, now I don't believe in my pick.
Alright.
Do it. Do it, Jake. Go for it.
The one that's not Shark Tale.
Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
Alright. I mean, it could be a good guess, too.
I forgot the name. I just couldn't think. I just didn't think it was
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Right. I thought it was National Treasure. I'm outraged.
All right. So yeah, I picked I picked the heavy hitters from 2004. They're all in the top 10.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 10 is National Treasure.
God damn it.
Coming in at number 3.
I'm not as outraged.
It was number 8 overall for the year. Is Shark Tale.
There you go.
This is terrible.
Get out of here, Shark.
I'm terribly wrong.
This point gets 1 point. Coming in at number 2.
1 and 2, goddamn.
Yeah, number 2 for the year. Is Spider-Man 2.
Let's go, baby.
I'll take 2 points.
So, Tom, there we go. Way go, Tom. The full trifecta.
All right.
Shrek 2.
We beat Noah. That's all that matters.
That's a good call,
I mean, fucking Squank's beating me right now.
Well, you're tied. You're tied, right?
No, he's not.
Oh, Squank. All
right. Well, so I have... Okay, let's see. Let's see how we feel. So this could... Do you want this to be the last round? We could do one more, but then, like, not everyone will have a chance. Like, Jake will have one more turn going first. Do we care?
That's fine with me.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, do one more random order.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good call. This is way smarter than I did. Okay, all right. So this is not the last round, but no, you get to go first. I'm still going to go first. All right, Noah, you get to choose between 1997 and 2011.
2011.
All right, the connection here is the director of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is Michael Gondry or Michel Gondry. I can't really tell it the way he spells it. And he directed a blockbuster movie in 2011 that's called The Green Hornet. So that is... First option is the Green Hornet.
Okay.
The second option is the Green Lantern.
A lot of
green. When you said Green Hornet, I thought you meant Green Lantern.
I think I thought of that, too.
I didn't, but I never watched the Green Hornet, but I remember the promo.
The Green Hornet, pretty cool. Seth Rogen, Green Lantern, it was Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
The next option is Kung Fu Panda 2.
Fuck yeah.
And the last option is Fast 5.
I'm pretty sure it's Fast 5, but I'm too confident, so I'm definitely going to get destroyed. I'm going to go Fast 5, but it's got to be Fast 5, but it's going to be the goddamn Panda movie.
You know what? Is Noah locked in already?
Yeah, Fast 5.
But I'm going to say, I think the series became popular after that one. So maybe it's not that one.
Okay.
I'm just trying to psych you out.
Fast
I'm trying
7.
To psych you out, dude.
Maybe I'm thinking Fast 7. No, I'm going Fast 5.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm going between what, Hornet, Lantern, what was the third one?
Kung Fu Panda.
I picked that one, Kung Fu Panda 2.
It's gonna be that one. I'm already mad.
The first was definitely a killer. I don't know about the second one. I haven't seen any of the green ones. Green Lantern. I think Green Hornet was better. Lantern. Fuck you, Jake.
Right. Okay. I thought Green Lantern sucked ass. So
I think we both did. All
right.
Okay, are we ready? We're locked in? We're locked in Lantern?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fourth, this one was at 28 overall for 2011, is the Green Lantern.
I don't know. Oh,
chef, I tried to help you, man.
Number three, coming in at 26, is the Green Hornet.
Okay.
Missed out on 1 point.
You were boned.
I'm a little nervous here, I'm not going to lie.
Coming in at number seven.
Ooh.
It's Fast 5.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Coming in at number six is Kung Fu Panda 2.
There you go.
Oh, one spot.
Yeah. The close one.
What was number one of that year? God, you chose a bunch of movies I've never seen.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Uh-huh. That would have been way too obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any Harry Potter movie's got to make so much cash.
I thought about doing, because like in the top eight, there's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1, The Hangover Part 2, and Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh my God. Heavy hitters.
Yeah. All right. Name generator. For the last and final round, just so we know where we are at points, Jake is currently leading with 7. Swank is currently in second with 5. And Noah and Tom are tied with 3.
All right, Tom.
So we got no chance.
Don't say that. We could make points double this round.
As long as I beat Noah, I'm happy. Okay, that's a win in my book.
Alright, so Jake's won, but we're gonna do it anyway. Okay, ready? Go. Jake won again.
Alright, fair is fair.
Alright,
not even Squank can stop me, dude.
Alright, this is going to be from 1997. The connection is Kate Winslet's breakout role was in 1997.
In Titanic?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Can I have a point for that?
No. Alright, so your options are Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Oh, God damn it, Speed. Fuck off.
Take it. You know you want to.
The Lost World, Jurassic Park. Batman and Robin, the George Clooney one. And Titanic, of course.
Oh my God, I have no idea. The Curse of First.
As the one with the most experience in first, you would understand.
Jurassic Park.
Ooh.
All right.
Am I wrong?
I mean,
you're wrong.
Damn.
Tom, it's your turn to show us what's the right answer.
Yeah, dude.
Titanic. Titanic.
Titanic. All right.
Is that? Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen it. Is a like the GOAT? Is that the best movie ever?
You never seen Titanic?
No, I've never seen Titanic.
I wish you had a camera.
I mean, Eric said that was all I needed to know. That sweet set, yeah.
Choose between Speed 2, Cruise Control, and Batman and Robin.
It's only one choice.
Speed Control. I can't go against it.
Speed 2.
Speed 2, yeah.
If it's Batman, I'm hanging up.
Alright. Coming in at number 4.
Speed 2.
Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Good. That's how I want it. That's how I want to end this thing.
That came in at 41 for the year. I was just scrolling through. I was like, which would be the funniest movies to do? I was like, yep, two Cruise Control. Okay. Coming in at number 3 is Batman and Robin.
All right.
So in order to tie Squank, Tom needs to win this.
It's for all the marbles.
Coming in at number 2, 7th overall, is Titanic.
Fuck me.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Whoa.
And number 1, the fucking undisputed champ, ran away with it. Jurassic Park came in at number 2.
God damn it.
Just running laps around us.
I was feeling good about that.
The final score ended up being Jake 10, Squank 6, Tom 5, and Noah 3.
Let me get one of those brooms from earlier. Get you guys out of here.
Jeez.
That's an embarrassing one.
I just watched Jurassic Park 1 and 2 for the first time ever. And they were fucking sick, so that's why I thought it would be that.
They are fucking sick.
It was insane for that shit to come out back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So I was feeling good. I'll have to watch Titanic. Maybe that's the move tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll finally know what Eric is doing.
That's the only scene you need to see.
I've just seen people do that my whole life, but I don't know.
yeah, that was fun. We're gonna. I liked the games.
Oh yeah,
we're yeah, that was a good one.
Games, the next times.
Rigged.
Yeah, rigged by your own.
I'd say answers. I'd say the answers weren't rigged, but the order was rigged for sure.
Thank you, Justice.
Eric was lying.
It's not true, man.
Have the touch.
Yeah, alright. Well, that about does it.
Expect Squank to feel better.
Yeah, shout out to Squank.
Poor guy.
Our man went hard for the show.
He did.
And sometimes
yeah, he just bright, doesn't go your man. Way. He was on fire.
Yeah. Shooting 100% for the time he was on the floor, but injuries took him down. His body betrayed him.
Poor bastard.
Alright. Yeah, shout out to Squank. Endless Sunshine of a Spotless Mind, I think we recommend. It's interesting.
Fully
I guess
recommend.
We didn't really talk about do you feel like we got a different experience than you did, Tom?
Maybe if you're high, you're trying to connect the dots more.
I
was drunk, so I was just lost. So I was losing sight of the dots. I think that probably doesn't help.
Eric, were you connecting dots the first time you watched it too?
Yeah, I was certain everyone was brainwashed.
All right.
You were making up dots.
So
this time, I thought the second watch, I thought less people were brainwashed.
You're learning.
Yeah, dude.
It's called growth.
It's on a different mental plane watching that movie. Well, Tom, I highly recommend Donnie Darko as your next mindfuck.
I'll put it on the list.
To all the listeners out there, I recommend both movies. If you haven't seen Spotless Mind or Donnie Darko, you're not doing anything else.
I think
I know I say every movie episode, but I think Sunshine might be my favorite movie we've done.
Yeah, you do say it every time.
Yeah, but I mean it. I really do. It was a fun movie.
It was a really good movie. We have more. Next time we do this, we have some ideas already because we decided between two different ones. This is what is called in the industry as a tease.
A little tease.
Podcasts, they don't tease you the way shows do.
Shows a different type of tease. Much more tantalizing.
Oh, that's right.
I like how you said it was your fuckless thing and you just refused to stop using it.
Just pulling up callbacks.
Oh shit, you're right, I'm a fraud.
alright, do we have fuckless things? Do we got them?
Yes,
I do. All right. I got a real one.
Okay, ooh, let's do it.
Yeah, I mentioned it to these guys before the podcast, but my fuckless thing is the coronavirus / forest fire combo we got going down here in the Bay.
That's a bad combo.
Can't go near other people, and you can't go outside. So it's not like I can go congregate with people in a different place. You're at home.
How long has the smoke been there for?
A week and a half, probably.
That's a long time.
Yeah, you get little pockets where it's like breathable, and you can go. I couldn't walk my dog for like the first 5 days, and then I finally did, and it was just delightful.
Yeah, my brother's in Santa Cruz, and he was sending me pictures of it.
Oh, it's nasty there. Nuts. It's nastier there than here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I was born.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm not there right now, dude. They got me checking the air quality index constantly.
Shit.
And, so 0 to 50 is good. 50 to 100, sensitive groups, whatever. And, some places like Santa Cruz or nearby were, in the 400s.
Holy shit.
It's like you can't go outside. Like you have to leave.
You ready to evacuate.
Yeah. I have a bag packed.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's crazy, man.
So F that, man.
Yeah. Good one.
I want to go outside.
Well, I'm sure all ours are equally.
So I wanted to start.
We don't judge fuckless things here.
Except we gotta get back to the comedy.
We judge everyone who knows.
Noah, are you prepared this time?
I am. My fuckless thing is fantasy football because
already
I'm already mad. I'm gonna lose, and I don't enjoy it. But I'm gonna keep playing because I've never won my family league.
Yeah.
And I can't stop till I win it. But I fucking hate fantasy football.
Yeah, you gotta have that trophy on your shelf 1 year.
Yeah.
It keeps you in it.
Yeah, I won one league one time, and I'm just, gonna live off that forever.
Yeah.
It's a life sentence.
I won one of my former coworkers, one of my friends from my last job. His family league needed one more. They couldn't find anyone, so I joined, and it was since it was a big enough league, half the league, or if not a little more, made the playoffs the way their system was. But I was awful, so I joined his family's league, and of course they all know each other. It's his aunts and uncles, and I make really rude team names throughout the year. Funny, but the name of the league is if you're not first, you're last. I was terrible. I sucked so hard. I think I was 2-7 after 9 weeks. And so I changed my team name to Not First, I'm Last. And then I won 4 straight and made the playoffs at 6-7, and I just rolled in the playoffs, and I won the whole thing.
Swept the floor with him.
And it's all because of George Kittle. But it was the funniest thing.
You can live off that forever. That's an all-time
moment.
I won
moment. $150 too.
Holy shit.
It was like a $25 buy-in. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And like, I was trying, but I was just terrible. And I thought, I was like, his family probably thinks I'm just a moron. And then I just rolled him. Anyway, that's enough of that's what everyone's favorite subject is, my fantasy football championship. Tom, what is your fuck this thing?
My bike. So my bike was standing in the my bike is my mode of transportation, it's my car. It was standing in the how do you call it? Like a parking rack. Spot thing, rack, bike rack. And some ass wipe, may have been the wind, but I'm going to assume it was an ass wipe, leaned his bike against it, pushes mine over, and now my front wheel is twisted. So like when you're biking, you see this, you're looking down at the front wheel and it's shaking all over the place. This is very dangerous.
Yeah.
So now I got to get either a new bike or a new front wheel.
The Tour de France just started too.
I know. I was ready to do a whole bunch of races this weekend. So that's a nightmare. So that's just as heavy as Jake's, I think.
Why don't you put it in a bike rack and like knock it over the other way?
Yeah, that could work. I could just take a hammer to it, start wailing on it.
Assuming there's like bike shops and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have
wait
it
until you take a spill.
Yeah, I think so. So now when I bike, I gotta lean back, so I'm putting all my weight on the back tire.
That's
look
so
like
ratchet.
A moron doing it.
All right, mine is so at my work, they tried to streamline the office, so like they made some doors like entrance only and some exit only, and like certain hallways are like one ways depending on how wide they are and stuff. This is all fine. It's whatever. But they like, because you know certain doors are entrances and exits, the building really wasn't designed for that, so the doors are in kind of weird places, and like the most convenient doors to access are the entrance doors. The exit doors are like the doors that I would never normally use. There's only really two of them, so I was at my lunch and I like ate my lunch and I was gonna like walk outside because it was nice out to the condom hot nest. I was like gonna leave through one of the doors, and like some team was having an outdoor meeting, which is fine, but they were completely surrounding the door, so like it would have been so awkward to just walk through their meeting. But they were like, they made the building, they had the building had one exit effectively.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's a major dick move.
Yes. Fuck that a lot.
Yeah, fuck that team.
Your lunch shenanigans are so entertaining.
I'll tell you what else I get up to. I'll see what else I find up there. Alright, this was fun. We should do it again sometime. Thank you guys for coming on and being the first guest of the Noah and Eric show.
Well, thanks for having
us. Absolute pleasure.
Yeah,
absolute
it was a good time.
Pleasure.
Please have us back.
And with that, fuck the wildfires and coronavirus.
Afterthought.
Fuck Tom's bike. And fuck Noah's. What was yours?
Every time, god damn it.
fantasy football.
Fuck fantasy football. And the more than all of those, fuck that outdoor meeting.
Ooh, yeah.
And fuck Squank.
No.
Yeah, and fuck Squank.
No, our man is injured now. Don't curse a fallen soldier.
Yeah.
We'll curse him when he's back.
Alright, yeah. When he's back on his feet, back in the game. In rehab recovery.
Rehab stint.
Alright, bye. The podcast is over.
Bye.
The show.
The show. Show. There's no podcast. My memory's been wiped. Wipe the memory of this podcast.
Full circle. We did it.
Nailed it.
Congratulations.
Every dot has been connected.
All right. It's over.